Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Yud Tet, and we are holding Kuf Yud Ches at the bottom, six lines up, and we're at Omer of Nachman, Tetili Dikayam Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat. So I'm going to have a list of things which are Tetili. Tetili is I should be zeichet to get the kind of schar that someone gets for doing these mitzvahs. I indeed was Mekayim, the mitzvah Shalosh Seudot on Shabbos. Omer of Yehuda, Tetili Dikayimit Iyun Tefila. I was careful to daven with kavona. Obviously, Iyun Tefila can mean different things. I mean, we found that Iyun Tefila, a person is nichshal in every day. That's a different Iyun Tefila. That's that he thinks that he's such a great davener that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure has to do what he says. So he's waiting for it to get to us. We had before Tochelet Memushacha is considered to bring you to Ke'ev Lev. And then sometimes we use Iyun Tefila means a person is nichshal not being mechaven for his tefila. So here he means he is should be zoicha because he was careful to be mechaven in his tefila. Tomer v'nei b'rei b'rei v'shua. Te li de lo sagina arba amot b'giluy arosh. I was very, very makbid never to uncover my head towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never walked for amot like that. Omer v'sheshet. Te li de kayemet mitzvat tefilin. I was careful never, that Rashi understands this to mean, I was careful never to walk arba amot without tefillin. V'omer of Nachman, te li de kayemit mitzvah tzitzit. I would never walk without the tzitzit in my beged, even if it tore, I would replace it on the spot. Omer le Rav Yosef, le Rav Yosef berei de rabba. Avuch b'may zoyer tvei. What was your father's like big thing to be zoyer? You see from here that different people select a mitzvah that they feel is for them the most important thing that they should be makbin on, according to their understanding of their own psyche and their own matzav. So he asked, and this is a deep insight into the person. So he wanted to know what was Rabba most makbin on. What did he put the dagesh on his life to be extra special, careful, midas chasidas? Omarle bitzitzit. I'll tell you what happened. One time he was climbing up a ladder, and one of his tzitziot got caught on the rung of the ladder, and it ripped. He wouldn't move until he replaced that tzitzit. He wouldn't even come down off of the ladder. Obviously, it's kulei a midas chasidas, but lo nochid v'ata kokamed lo rami. V'yomer Abaye. Abaye said, me, my ikir schar, I should get the schar, dechichazina tzurbi mirabona desholim mesechta, if I saw a Talmud Chocham who had finished memorizing a mesechet, avida yuma tava l'rabbonim. I would make what we call a siyum, a yomtiv for all of the talmidim in the yeshiva. Omar Rava, teite li, dechiyata tzurbi mirabbonim l'kamoy l'dina, l'mezigna reishi abaisadya kokamed lo ma'afichma b'schute. My schar should come to me for my special love of talmidei chachamim. If I have a court case in which there's a talmid chacham, I don't go to sleep, that I can't fall asleep until I find some way that I could see a derech to be mezakeh him. Omar Mar Bar Ravashi, I can't even have a Talmid Chacham come to my courtroom. I'm puzzled. For as a judge, my time at the Chaviv alaike gufoi. I love them like I love myself. Ve'en adam ro'eh chova la'atzmo. You can't think rationally and objectively about yourself. So how could I be a dayan for a Talmid Chacham? It doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Chanina Ma'ate Fekoye, betting back to the Inyonim of Achana L'Shabbos that we were talking about. So Rabbi Chanina used to get outside and he would face the horizon. Apanya Demalei Shabbata, he would wrap himself up. Rashi learns Mit'atef means in beautiful clothes. The Rambam learns Mit'atef, he brings this as part of the Anhagav Erev Shabbos. Mit'atef means to wrap himself in a talit specifically. So ituf is the losh that's done for talitot. Marni would say, bo v'neit say, let's go towards to greet the Shabbat HaMalka. Rabbi Yanai lovish mane male Shabbat from bo'ichala, he would put on his beautiful clothing and he would greet the kala. Something's wrong with the internet? It just disturbs me when you do that. There's nothing much I can do. If you can't hear, so fine, I'll try to switch. I'm having terrible problems with my IP, but the other one doesn't work any better. So you'll let me know if it gets to the point where it's truly disturbing.
It skips here.
Yeah, got you.
It skips
I got you.
It's still functional.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could try putting it on my phone again. I just don't know what to do. I'm very frustrated. I had technicians come out. I bought a whole new internet. Nothing works. I just don't know what to do. So if it gets any worse, I'll get on my mobile network, which sometimes works better. I can't hear you. So let me know if it gets to the point where we need to change IPs, okay? I'm really sorry about it. I'll speak slower so that at least it won't skip that much. Rabbi Yanai Lavishmale, so he would say Boi Kala, he would give it the kavod that one gives in going out to greet a chasam v'kalah, to greet a melech. Rabba Baravuna Iklu Levei Rabba Barav Nachman. So once Rabba Baravuna came in early, right before Shabbos, and he comes to the house of Rabba Barav Nachman, and they present him with this incredible surah of Tlat Savitachye, which are like special kinds of beautifully covered with like fats, dipped in fats, kind of ma'afim. So he said to him, whoa, you knew that I was coming? Omrulay, of course we know you're coming. You think you're more choshev than Shabbos is? We prepared all this for Shabbos, you know? And you come. So, okay, fine. We have what to give you. So, what, you think you're better than Shabbos? Mi adifat lan mina. Rabbi Abba Zovan betleisa astira pshita bisur betlase tafche umashlim lo atzinura de dasha v'yamarlo, come on, guys, Ashur Haya, let's go. Ashur Haya. There's a number of different pshatim. First of all, 13, Rashi says later on that the use of the word 13 bichlal is always a simon of an exaggeration, like Yud Gimel Gamle Treifas that we had in Chulin, we're going to have later on, another 13. So it means that he would take piles of cash. Tosfos learns that the meaning of the word elita is like a whole big bowl in which he saved up cash all week for. Rashi learns that it means a coin, so it's not that much money. But he would go to 13 different butchers, and he would make sure to buy meat from all of them to make sure that he had the best cuts that were available in town that week. And then, so either this means that he would go and deliver the stuff himself and bring it to the guys in the kitchen, and he would say, okay, guys, come on, move. It's Erev Shabbos. You got to hurry for Shabbos. And then he would run back to bring more meat. So he would just keep like bringing it. Don't wait until I finish. Start preparing now. Others learn that it means that he would, Rashi brings both Pshatim actually, is that when he would bring the money, he would leave the money there right away. And he would say, come on, get strong and hurry up and bring me what I need. Everybody, all of you, come on, get to work. So that at the butcher shop itself is where he was encouraging everybody to get moving and to make sure that Richie doesn't get their challahs first. I say, Bruce is already getting up. Okay. Is Richie here, by the way? Yes. So Richie assured me, Bruce, to tell you, he got the challah yesterday. You don't have to worry. And I actually spoke to him about this issue.
Frozen.
What can you do? I still recommend the Moshe Forman approach. No frozen. Take out your challah machine and get to work. It should be fresh and delicious. All right. Rabbi Abo Avayat.
From another.
I can hear you. Rabbi Abo Avayati Vataktika Deshina. Rabbi Abo, Richie, please don't tell Mika about this one. Rabbi Abo used to sit on an ivory footstool. And that's how much money he had. Woo. And he would be Moshiv Nura. He would sit by the stove and he would get the stove going himself, just as a sign of the Chavivas. I'm not going to rely on somebody else to get that fire going. And so he sat there and he fanned the fire on his own. Rav Anan was Lavish Gunda. Rav Anan used to usually wear a beautiful white suit. When it came to Shabbos, he put on a black beget, because he wanted to show that he's going to be working in the kitchen, he's going to get dirty. So because of that, he covered himself with a black suit. As we know, black suits usually look dirty. So he would bedafka show the same way that we just had the drasha before. We talked about minayin l'shinui begadim, and we brought a raya, the Tana Nevei Rabbi Shmuel, begadim shebishel bem kdeira l'rabo, al yimzog bem kos l'rabo, from the din of the Trumas Hadeshan. This is begadim achirim. Rav Safra, if he had a head that was going to be roasted, so he would be personally, I mean, he had plenty of people to do the work of the kitchen, but he would personally singe off the hair from the head to make it ready. Rava would take the shibuta fish, and he would salt it himself. Ravuna would go around lighting candles, not the candles, obviously, that were the mitzvah la'isha, but all the candles all over the house. Rav Papa, he would make the patilta, he would make the wicks for the candles. And Rav Chista was pouring silka, he would get the borscht ready by cutting it up, small pieces. Rava, Rav Yosef, they got the little pieces of wood to start the fire. Rabbi Zera was actually matzitzatute. He would get the fire going. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he used to carry everything in, move the tables, get the chairs ready, bring in the tablecloths, b'chatef ha'ayel, b'chatef ha'nafik. All day long, he was moving around doing things. He said, look, if Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were coming to visit, you think I wouldn't go crazy getting the house ready for them, getting the guest room prepared and so on? This is Shabbos. And some say, actually, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi themselves would be Mekatvi v'Aili, Mekatvi v'Nafke. That's what they would do. And they said, what if Rabbi Yochanan were coming? You don't think we'd be busy all day getting the guest room ready and all of the stuff and the meals and so on? The story of Yosef Mokir Shabbos, the famous story. There was this guy that they ended up calling Yosef, the guy who's Mechabit Shabbos. So here was the story of him. That what happened is there was this very, very rich guy in his neighborhood. And the Chaldeans, the astrologers, told him that you should know that everything that you own, the Jew, Yosef Mokir Shavi, the neighbor down the street, he's going to end up having everything that you own. Oh my God, the guy was going crazy. So he decided he's selling everything that he owns, and he's going to buy the Hope Diamond. Okay, so he goes ahead, he buys this $200 million diamond, and he figures the best way to keep it is pretend it's just a little decoration. And so he had it sewn into his hat along with other kind of, costume jewelry. And he figured that way, who's going to take it? And he can keep his eye on it all the time. So there he was one day crossing the bridge. All of a sudden comes along a sudden gust of wind and throws his beautiful hat into the water. And the big fish swallows the hat. Anyway, so somebody caught the fish. Now, it was right before Shabbos, and they've got this beautiful fish. It's worth so much money. And so they come. There's no buyers, and they're really, I mean, these fishermen are so disappointed. So don't we have anybody who would buy it, Kihashta? Amrilu, so people standing there said to them, you know what? There's a guy in town. His name is Yosef Mokir Shabbos. He always buys anything, even to the last minute. If he finds something nicer for Shabbos, he'll buy it. So sure enough, they go knock on his door. Zavni, he buys it from them, and he's quickly preparing it for Shabbos. Kari, he opens it up, and he finds the Hope Diamond. Anyway, so he sold his thing, but Leiser Elite de Dinra de Dahava, and Pagabe Ahus Saba. And he meets, of course, Elio Hanavi again, and Ahus Saba tells him, well, let me tell you something, man. People who borrow money for Shabbos, Shabbos pays them back. Boy, mine Rebbe, me Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. Where do people get like this kind of money in Eretz Yisrael? If you find people very rich, why are they zocher to be so rich? So he said that's because they take off ma'aser, and it says aser to aser, which means aser b'shvil shetit asher. Take off ma'aser, and you'll see that you'll get rich. And this is the bechanunin abezot, and you can even test me. This is the one thing you're allowed to do. Okay, that I understand. That's in Eretz Yisrael, but how about in Bavel, where they don't have ma'aser? So what are they being going to be zocha from? Or Marley, they are zocha because they do a tremendous amount of kovod ha'Torah. They have like these big yeshivas, and they have the kala lectures, and everybody goes, and it's amazing. That's yikra d'oraita that the Gemara talks about elsewhere. Twice a year, they see the 3 times a year, they see this. So now, by the way, there's an indication over here, a very important indication, that the din of aser ta aser does not apply to giving tzedakah, because otherwise, what's the point of asking? And what about in Bavel? What do you mean, what about in Bavel? So in Bavel, maybe they don't take off ma'aser, but they certainly give tzedakah, and if they take off ma'aser, ksafim. So why wouldn't that be just as good? So, I mean, definitely you see from here that there's a difference. There's really a machlokas rishonim and achronim about whether aser ta aser applies to tzedakah. And it applies, but since aser ta aser, the application of that to kesef tzedakah is only a drabonan, this is a machlokas aposkim, is it a drabonan, is it a minig, Is it really a chiyuv? So therefore, even if it would apply the idea that giving, supporting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shali, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls mine, the ani and the levi and the ger and so on, whether it would apply across the board, but certainly if it's a d'oraisa, it would be much more evident that hanhoga. So they learned that the Gemara is just asking, okay, I understand, but I mean, like, how do you have these fabulously rich people? That wouldn't come from that, would it? But anyway, clearly it seems to be saying there's a difference. So we have to answer, that's because of Kavadat Torah. Okay, what about in other places where they're not Mechabit Torah and they're not actually taking off Meiser? No, Marle, that's Bishvil Shebechabdim Et HaShabbat. That's because of the Kavod Shabbos. Because Reb Chiya Bar Ava says a story where once upon a time he came for Shabbos to Bala Bayit, who lived in Barnea's neighborhood in Lutkia. And they bring this gorgeous table that is made out of solid gold, and it weighs so much they have 16 different servants carrying them in, and they have 16 shalshalot shalkesev kvuotpo. They've got these change made out of silver that the people carry the table in with, and then they have karot, kosot, kitoniot, suluchiot. They have these permanently stationed on with little like places for them to sit in. The cups and the gorgeous types of cutlery and so on, and it's completely covered with kol minei ma'achal v'chol minei migadim u'besamim, and they set it down in front of him, and as they're setting it down, they say LaShem Aretz Umloa Teva v'Yoshveva, and then when they're taking it away, they say Hashamayim LaShamayim LaShem v'Aretz Natan Livnei Adam. We're going to see later that actually, you're supposed to be bringing the table in front of you at the time that you're ready to make Kiddush. Now, we're mechalek halacha lemaisa, as Tosis brings later on, that this is dafka bismanehem, where they used to have these small tables. That was the Roman minhag, and they brought the table in front of every couch where the person was eating. So that was easy to do. When you're eating in the customary fashion nowadays, I mean, how are you going to bring in a whole table that is set and has everything on it? This story, Bedavka, relates to that question. Where over here, obviously, it was not in a place where the minhag was to eat with separate tables. And they got around the problem by having this incredible thing that was carried by 16 of his servants and were bringing in on Shabbos that was brought in lechvod the Kiddush, which is the way lechatchila that it's supposed to be anyway. And this was amazing. So I couldn't believe it. So I asked the guy, my God, like, B'ni, B'ma Zachita Laka, how the heck did you get so rich? Oh, Marley, look, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, I was a simple butcher. I didn't have a penny to my name. And somebody sold me some apple stock. I didn't know what. No, that wasn't the story. Actually, Umiko Behima, every single animal that came my way, I would always, if I saw something nice, I would put a little piece of meat aside for myself. I said, this is for Shabbos. Zotei LeShabbat. That was the schus that made me rich. Amarti lo ashrecha shezachita ubaruch hamakom shezichalakach. He gave a brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see such connection to a Jew's Shmira Shabbos. Omar like Kesel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So Caesar, remember we had Kesel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, all types of conversations with the Kesar. So he asked him, how is it that every Erev Shabbos, see I'm having internet trouble again here, but okay, I'll speak slower. How is it that every Erev Shabbos that I walk by all these Jewish areas, this place smells like Gan Eden? I mean, I don't know what you guys are cooking over there, but man, oh man, what in the world makes everything smell so good? We've got this special spice. It's called Shabbos. And we put a little bit of that spice into it, and it gives an amazing smell. Oh, so, okay, I need a little bit. I'll use it in my kitchen. That's a magic spice. It only works for people who keep Shabbos. I mean, if you guys are ready, you want to convert, you know, we can get you some. All right. Omar le Reish Geluta le Rav Amnuna. I don't understand the pasuk that says Vikarat le Shabbos Oneg ule Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. I mean, if it would have just said Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, then I would have understood the Kedosh Hashem is Shabbos, right? But what are you adding if you said v'karata l'shabbat oneg? So why, you could say, I mean, if you meant mechubad in terms of Shabbat, what should you have said? V'karata l'shabbat oneg v'mechubad. I mean, so what are you, and what is the Kiddush Hashem? Or Malay, that is a reference to Yom Kippur. Because oneg on Yom Kippur obviously is antithetical to the whole metzias of Yom Kippur. So it's adding, where you have the same darg of Kiddusha, which is also called Shabbat Shabbaton Osir B'malacha, and yet you cannot be ma'aneg it, what should you do? Be mechabed it. And therefore, what does that mean? So over there, Yom Kippurim she'im bo lo achila v'lo shtia, the Torah is telling you, find a special kind of kavod, which is to use kisut nikiya. From here, by the way, there's a remez that is brought to halacha, that when it came before, when we talked about shinui begodim, we did not talk about clean clothes. We talked about make it longer, make it look more choshev, richer clothes. It didn't have to be nikiya. The stress on nikiya is the makor that we have for, one of the makorot, that we have for wearing white on Yom Kippur, because white shows every bit of dirt, and therefore it shines. It's like we had before with the kelim olarim, shumevi'im idbidat hayam. So we said that the kind that are inside of the bathhouses where they give you these beautiful bathrobes, those, of course, are very white, because that's the whole point. Now, that's why always in hotels, they give you these freshly brightened white robes, right? So that's what we're talking about in terms of Kitsut Nikiya on Yom HaKippurim specifically, which we did not bring in terms of Shabbat. That's the V'chibato. What is the V'chibato as the in terms of the meaning over here of the simple relationship of the Pasuk to Shabbos as well? So Rav Amar L'Akdim. It means have an earlier Seudah. Shmuel Omer L'Acher. No, on the contrary, it means to have a later. So then we're still going to later on that, and it actually depends on the locale and what the normal minig is. Omer Lo B'nei Rav Papa Bar Abba L'Rav Papa. Well, what are people like us? I mean, you know, your beer factory has gotten us quite a nice belly, because we got lots of money from it also. And I mean, the way we eat all year round is like the same as we eat on Shabbat. So what are we supposed to do? Every single day we have meat, then we have wine, and shkeach lam bisur v'charma kol yuma. I mean, so how do we make a difference between our regular meals and our Shabbat? So b'may nishayin nayin, omar lahu. So he told them, if you normally have an early meal, make it a later meal. And that will be a kavod, because you'll be more hungry and you'll have a different relationship to the field, to the food. And if you normally will have a late meal, so then you should make it earlier to show your chavivas, your chashivas. Any way that you can do to be mechabed is a mitzvah. Rav Sheshet, now Rav Sheshet was blind, right? So he could not see what time it was. So what he did when he was giving shir, he was always afraid, what if I give a shir that's too long? And then the guys are going to be sitting here in shir, and they're going to end up coming late for the Seudah Shabbos. So what he did was he had it arranged that the chairs during the summer were set up in such a way that the shir was at a time where there was, like, let's say, an hour until the sun would hit the chairs. And then at that point that the sun hits the chairs, everybody's going to be going nuts. It's getting so hot that they'll leave. So he'll know that it's time to end the shir. So he would make a dafk in a place, the Matya Shimsha. And that way the people would be so uncomfortable and they would get up and he would hear people leaving. And in the wintertime, he did just the opposite. He would put the chairs in a nice warm place, but it was scheduled in such a way that the sun would stop reaching that place and they would be sitting in the cold, in the shade, and it would get really chilly very early, and that way they would get up and leave. So that way he had a built-in clock. And Rabbi Zera was even more makbid, because after the shir, you know, there's always guys that sit around and they have these extra questions and they want to talk about things and so on. We won't mention any names. So he would go after those guys and he would say, get out of here. Will you please get out of here? He would, I mean, some guys would actually sit down to learn b'chavrusa after the shir. He would catch all the chavrusas and he would say, please stop being mechalel Shabbos. Get out of here and go home and eat. Amar Rav Avitam Rav Yeshua ben Levi. There's another wonderful thing that you can do Erev Shabbos, and this is obviously if you are in a minyan. So then that's the minag. This is our question of whether it's referring to the Vayechulu that we say in Tefillah itself. Is it referring to the Vayechulu that is said after the Tefillah, the additional Vayechulu? Is it referring to the Vayechulu of Kiddush? Different pshatim, but pashtas, most seem to say, surprisingly, according to what I'm about to explain, that it's a reference to the Vayechulu in Arvit. So you might have thought that that's a din specifically in being made on Maisa Bereishis. So in other words, everybody's getting up and they're saying Vayechulu. That is a confirmation that all people are coming together for Sheshes Yomim, Asa Hashem, Asa Shamayim, Asa Oretz. But maybe a yachid, since an individual's edus is not considered to be meaningful, maybe he doesn't say Vayechulu, comes along Rava, or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, to say even an individual who is being mitpalel b'Erev Shabbat, tzorich lomar Vayechulu. The Omer of Amnuna, there's another issue over here, and that is that kol ha-mitpalel b'Erev Shabbat, v'omer Vayechulu, Ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu na'ase shutaf la'kadosh baruch hu b'ma'ase v'reishit, shenemar vayechulu ha-shamayim va'aretz, al tikre vayechulu ela vayichlu, together they finished. So that means that the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world is mischaber to the dibur of a Ben Yisrael in saying vayechulu, and that completes it together. So it's literally a function of the dibur that brought Bereishis, just like we say that the Vayechal Elohim Bayom HaShevi'i, what is that Vayechal Bayom HaShevi'i? That's the conclusion of Maaseh Bereishis, Ma'aya Olam Chaser Menucha. That is what it is that you are actually helping to create. It's like the Makeh B'Patish, so to speak. That is Gemer Maaseh Bereishis, and because of that, you become a Shutev with Maaseh Bereishis. And that's true even of a Yochid. And this leads directly into the next piece. Omar Rabbi Elazar, because this is exactly the point. Minayin shadibur kemaaseh. You're saying, but I didn't do anything. I just said. That's enough. How do we know that speaking is exactly what is nogeah maaseh bereishis? Shenemar bidvar Hashem shamayim naasu. That the entire creation was with that dibur of Hashem. So the dibur of Vayechulu becomes the conclusion of the Divrei Hashem Kivayochal of Maaseh Vereshit. Om Rav Chista, Om...
That Mayim and then Dibur.
Water brought from Barnea's neighborhood, specially. It has special segulas, I'm told. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Mar Ukva, Kol Hamitpalel Be'erev Shabbat, Ve'omer Vayechulu, Shnei Malachei Asharet Hamalavim Lo La'adam, Menichin Yideihem Arosho, Ve'omrim Lo V'sar Avonecha, V'chatotcha Techupar. A person who does that is zoche to have a kapora of his avonot. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Omer, there are two Malachei Ashores that are Malavim Lo La'adam Be'erev Shabbat, Mi beta knesset le beto. One of them is a malach tov, and one of them is a malach who keeps track of all of the ra that a person does, and he becomes a kateger for that individual. Ukeshabala beto. Now, by the way, there's a question about whether these are separate malachim or are these the malachim we said before that are the normal shnei malachim. There's always malachim that walk together with a person. That's why it used to be when you went into the bathroom, you would first say to the malachim that, you know, this is not for you. It's not your madriga. We're just human. We stopped doing that. And the reason that we stopped doing that is because it was mirsi ki yura. It seemed to be that people on our madriga that should sit around and talk to malachim is like ridiculous. You know, what do you know from malachim? All you know about is movie stars. So what are you talking to the malachim for? So it became people were noyeg not to say it anymore. So now the question is, if the malachim that we're talking about over here that accompany the person from Shul to his home, this is the famous story, everybody learns this Gemara in school, in the grade school, if those are the same malachim, then how come all of a sudden we're talking to them with Shalom Aleichem and all that. I thought, we don't do that anymore. And indeed, because of that, there were some Gedolim that refused to say Shalom Aleichem, because they held that it was the same type of Mirzika Yuara. When you talk to Malachim, are you? Who are you to talk to Malachim? Okay, but Lamaisa, it's Mashma, that these are special Malachim that are Malava, an individual, on Erev Shabbos, to walk him back from Shul. And what they do is they come into the house, and if it depends what he finds in his house. So if he finds the Shabbos candles are lit, the Shulchan is Aruch, the bedroom is beautiful, everything is clean, the Malach Tov says, Yiratzon Shetehele Shabbat Acheret Kach, you should be Zeicha. Next week, do the same thing. And then the Malach Ra has to say, Amen, Baal Korcho. But if the house is not ready for Shabbos, Imlav Malach Ra Omer Yiratzon Shetehele Shabbat Acheret Kach. And the Malach Tov has to say, Amen, Baal Korcho. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Leolam Yisader Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbat. This din of having a Shulchan Aruch, you think that it's Nogea Dafka, the whole idea of the big Sa'udah on Shabbos and so on. That's not true. Suppose a person is only going to be able to eat one kezias, to be Yotzi Yisud of Shabbos, which, by the way, is a machlokas, whether you need a kezias or a kebetz, it's not so poshut. But over here we're talking about, suppose all he can eat, he's sick, or he just came back from a choshev Yisudah, for a mitzvah that had to be made, or whatever the story was, he can't eat anything, he's going to eat one kezias, or he only has one kezias. So nonetheless, he has to set up that table as if it's going to be for a Sa'ud. It has to look beautiful. Even though he's only going to spend 30 seconds there, it makes no difference. It's the Aricha Tashulchan per se that is part of the Chiyuv of Shabbos. And because of that, it's brought lahalacha not to undo the Aricha Tashulchan during Shabbos. So even after you clear the table should remain beautiful with a beautiful tablecloth with decorative things on it and so on. Like people put flowers on the table and so on. That itself is part of the kovod of Shabbos. So even if all he's going to eat is one kezias, that is meaningful and he should be mesader the shulchan just for that. V'yom Rebbe Chanina, a person has to also be mesader his table on Matzari Shabbos. And he shouldn't think, okay, I know I have to eat Malav Malka, you know. Okay, what am I going to eat for Malav Malka? I'll have like, a Danish or something. The table has to be set and it has to be beautiful there too, even though he only would eat maybe a kezayit. Drinking a hot cup of coffee or tea on Matzari Shabbos, that is a cure. It's a malugma. And pat chama, if you make fresh bread on Matzari Shabbos, that's a malugma. That's a special kovet to be malava the Shabbos. The things that you weren't able to have on Shabbos, something that was hot, that would still be hot. I mean, it was for them, it was a big thing. Something that would stay hot on Matzari Shabbos, so they would have to warm it. Rabbi Abu have avdin le biafuki shabata igle tilta. They used to shecht for Rabbi Abu a whole egel, a third-born egel, which is a very, very delicious egel. Obviously, how much is he going to be able to eat on Matzari Shabbos? Very few people are able to eat a whole egel. I only know one person like that could eat a whole egel on Matzari Shabbos. He didn't eat all that egel. All that he ate, Brucey. All that he ate was one kidney he had from that whole thing. So, and that's all he ate. Now, his son at that point was a baby. But when Avimi grew up, so Avimi Bere grew up, he said to his father, Dad, you know, I mean, this is costing us. Are you throwing out all that meat? Leave over one kulya from Erev Shabbos, put it in the fridge, and then Matzari Shabbos, you'll put it in the microwave. It'll be just as good as fresh. And that what happened that week when they tried that? A lion came and ate up the egel, and nothing was left. So that taught him a lesson. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ho'neam ein yeshmei rabba mevorach b'chol kocho korim lo gezar dino. Shinema b'froa pro'ot b'Yisrael b'tnadev am baruch Hashem. A person who says Yesh Mei Rabba with all of his koyach, machlokas Rashi et Tosfos, whether that means with all of his kavana, his spiritual koyach, or whether it means literally that he's supposed to shout out Yesh Mei Rabba, which the Ri suggests because he found the psikta, there's such a thing. Although la halacha, both Pshatim are brought, the Riyah is brought, but the Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to say, and don't make an ass of yourself. That will cause people to laugh at Yehesh Mei Rabbah. You sometimes see people a little bit cuckoo when it comes to how they shout Yehesh Mei Rabbah, right? So that's actually part of the halacha. Don't do that. And how do we know that a person is mechupar all of his avonot? Because it says, Bifroa praot b'Yisrael, b'nadev am. So what is the bifroa praot? So we're understanding bifroa means when you pay up, so to speak. In other words, you're able to cancel a disaster. Bifroa praot. What cancels a disaster? B'nadev am, Baruch Hu Hashem. Huh? So you see that the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you can avert catastrophes. So this is my time of bifroa praot. Mishum de Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Reb Yochanan says, we saw this earlier, the connection of Avodah Zorah and Shabbos, that even if a person is nichshal in a shemet shel Avodah Zorah, mochalim lo, a shemet shel Avodah Zorah is something that many, many people are nichshal in. It means elements of Avodah Zorah that creep into your way of doing Avodah Hashem. Obviously, you don't intend to do Avodah Zorah. And even that, which we saw earlier, you could get mechila, because it says over here, bifroa peraot. How do I know that that's a reference to Avodah Zorah? Because it says by the Maisa Egel, ki peruahu. So peruahu dafka is a shemetz Avodah Zorah. The Egel wasn't, as the Rishonim explained, wasn't literally Avodah Zorah. It was a shemetz Avodah Zorah. So the bifroa peraot, even that you can be mechaper on with the matana of giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Hashem. Amar Reish Lakish, kol ha'oneh amen b'kokocho, even just saying amen, forget about saying the bracha per se. Potchin lo sha'arei gan Eden, shenema pitchu sha'arim, open up those gates, v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim, al tikri shomer emunim, ela sha'omrim amenim. What does amen stand for? Amar Rabbi Chanina, it stands for, obviously it means emuna, but what does it stand for that we say in that particular fashion, emuna? It stands for, says Rabbi Chanina, el melech ne'eman, that emuna and faithfulness is the central thing that we see throughout Maaseh Bereishis and the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning us. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Reidah Rishmu Mishmei D'Rav, in adlika mitzuyala b'makom sheyesh chilul Shabbat, shenema v'im lo tishmu elai, v'kadesh et yom HaShabbat. And what is the Kaddish? Obviously, that has to do with Hotzah, right? So, Ulavilti se'et masa. So you won't carry on Shabbos. Incredible. It's so consistent. All over. Vitzati eish pishareah, which of course is our sugya, of what are you allowed to carry into a mavui that is not mitukan, which is because of a fire. And that would be dafka on such a time that it's an eish, if Ochlar Manot Yerushalayim Veloti Chaveh will not be able to be put out. What do you mean, not be able to put out? It means because it's Shabbos, you won't be able to get the fire department. So because of this, a person who's going to be Mechalal Shabbos, Shabbos takes revenge. Okay, see what you're going to do now. So the fire breaks out and there's nothing that you can do about it. Omer Abaye Lo Chorva Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shechil Lo Ba'at HaShabbat Shenemar Enehem. That's the reason that Yerushalayim ultimately was destroyed. Together, obviously there's a lot of things that it goes through in the Pasuk, that the Vayachalalu Kedashai, Ben Kodesh Lachol Lo Hivdilu. And then at the end, Ben Tamela Taor Lo Hodil Mipshaptotai Ha'alimu Enehem. The last thing in the Pasuk is the Vayachal Betocham, because of Shabbat. Omer Rabbi Avu, lo chorva Yerushalayim ala b'shvil shebitlu kriyat shema shacharit ve'aravit. Now these are not arguments, because it doesn't say Rabbi Avu Omar. It says Omar, all of the different approaches are different facets of the churban. So this is the people, instead of saying kriyat shema at the time of kriyat shema shacharit ve'aravit, instead, as it says, hoy mashkimei baboker, people that get up early in the morning, and instead of saying Kriyat Shema, they go right to the bar. Sheikhar Yerdofu. And the guys that are Macharei Benefesh, it's time in the evening to be saying Kriyat Shema. What do? They get turned on by wine. Yayin Yadlikim. So that is the reason that the Churban is coming. So bitul kriyat shema. V'haya kinor. It goes on to say v'haya kinor v'neva v'tov v'chalil v'yayin mishtayem that Paul Hashem lo yabitu l'chein gala amimi b'li da'at. Omre v'nun alokor v'yerushalayim alav v'shvil shebitlu batinokot shal beit rabban. The reason is because they actually had kids not going to school all the time. Shenemar shafoch al olel b'chutz. It says chamat Hashem mil 80. So what is that? Shvoch al olel b'chutz. The kids are outdoors. How is that? That seems to be the makar which catches them. Yilakdu, as it says in the end. So Omarula, Lochor v'Yerushalayim ibn Shalom ayalem boshet panim zemize. Shenemar hovishu ki toeva asu gam bosh lo yevoshu. These are people that everybody bought into everybody else's corruption, and therefore there was nothing that would stop the complete decay of society. Omrev Yitzchak Lochor v'Yerushalayim el b'shvil shuhushvu katan v'gadol. They did not make any distinction in a person's madrega. That is itself enough. That was part of the destruction of Hanifa. Shenema v'haya ha'am kakohen. Everybody is treated the same. Ke'eved, kadonav, and so on and so forth. Therefore, it says, hibok tibok ka'aretz. That will completely empty out the land. Amr v'amr b'reid r'b shimei barav, amr r'b shimei barav, amr r'chanina. Lo chor v'yerushalayim el v'pnei shalo chichuzetz. Nobody ever said the truth. Shenema, they just refused to tell anybody what they were doing wrong. Shenema, you Sarea, these Sarim of Yerushalayim were like, very strange, Ka'ayalim. What exactly does that mean? Ka'ayalim. Lo matzu mir'eh. What is the relationship to an ayal? Just like an ayal zeh, rosho shel zeh, betzad znavo shel zeh. When they're walking, everyone's got their head down. And, you know, they're walking. One walks ahead, the other one's got his face walking, and the other one's behind and doesn't say a word. And that's the point. So that's the way they were. Never had a thing to say. So ma'ayel zeh rosho shel zeh betzad znavo shel zeh v'yisosh b'otodor kofshu p'neim b'karka. They never looked. They just looked down and ignored what the others were doing. V'lo chichu zeh zeh. Omar Rebbe Yehuda lo chorva Yerushalayim elav shvil shebizu batamidei chachamim. It's because they had no covet for Tamid Chachomim. Sheneemar vayhiu malivim b'malachei ha'elohim. Uvozim devarav. Umeta'ateim b'neviyav. Ad alot chamot Hashem. Chamot Hashem ba'amo. Ad le'en marpe. So there was no, it was hopeless. What's ein marpe? It cannot be cured. Om rev yirom rav kol mevazet tal mitchocham ein lo refu'al makato. There's nothing that can be done. He's finished. Because at that point, there's no way to set him on a straight path because he's mevaza, the very musa that you're going to tell him. Om Rav Yeram Rav Mai Dichtiv Al Tig Ubi Mishichai Ubin Viviyai Al Tareyu. Don't touch the Mashiach. Who are the Mashiach? Those are Tinokot Shel Beit Rabban, because kids, you generally use baby oil on kids, even today. And at that time, it was even older kids, toddlers. And therefore, they would be very careful to be Mosheach them with oil. And that was a way of referring to Tinoko Chobet Rabban, don't touch them, meaning don't keep them out of school and don't wreck their brains. Ubin V'yai Al Tareo is a reference to Talmidei Chachomim. Omrei Shlokish Mishum Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya, Eina Olam Mitkayem Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinoko Chobet Rabban. Even though they don't know what they're talking about, they're just kids and they're just saying things without understanding. This is like Hevel. Doesn't matter. Omrei Rav Papa Labaya, I don't understand. What's wrong with our learning? Why dafka kids in school? These are innocents, man. We ain't no innocents. And that's a tremendous difference in the world. You're not even allowed to be mevatel them for the binyan beis hamikdash. A city that doesn't have a school is destroyed. You go out and destroy it. Ravino Amar Machrimimota. Rashi learns Machrimim. The difference between Machrimimota and Machrimim is that a Cherem leaves nothing behind, whereas a Churban leaves gutted out buildings and so on, but at least there's something that's left there. The Rambam understands machrimim means that you put them all into cherem until they get a school up. That's the point. And then if they don't get a school up, you destroy the city. Ravina mar machrimim ota, meaning first. V'amar rava lo chorva Yerushalayim elo shvir shepasku mimena anche amana. There was no faithfulness. There was nobody to trust in Yerushalayim. Amana does not mean people who believe in God. It means people who are faithful and are truthful. Shenemar, we see the Navi says the saddest thing. This is Yirmiyahu. Shotetu b'chutzot Yerushalayim ro'una v'du'u. I'm telling you, go walk around all of the streets of Yerushalayim. Take your time and tell me, u'bakshu b'rchovotea. Look through all of the streets and search. I dare you to find one person. Im timtzu ish. Find one guy. Im yesh oseh mishpat. Mivakesh emunah. A guy who thinks only about faithfulness. I will forgive the whole city. One person. I'm waiting. Any? Is that possible? V'amar Rav Katina afilu b'sha'at kishlona shel Yerushalayim lo pasku mimena anshei amanah. It says that even in Yerushalayim, in its lowest state, there never was a time when there were people that you couldn't look at standing up for faithfulness. And where do we see that from? Because in Yeshayahu it says, ki yitfos ish b'achiv beit aviv, that at that time, there will be such a thirst that people will grab anyone from their family, whatever. And they would say to them, simla lecha, you've got that simla. Katzin te'alonu, please be our leader. And this failure you have, what is that referring to? Simla lecha means dvarim shebnei adam mechasim behem kesimla yesh lan biyadecha. The things that people keep covered because they don't really understand and they don't know. You have it, man. You've got the answers. V'amachashela zotachat yadecha. The dvarim, those things that people don't learn until they go through hell. And ein b'nei adam omdim aleihem elim kein nichshalim behem. The only way that they finally figure out what's right is by one failure after another. You have it. You've been through it all. Yesh lan tachat yadecha. Please be our leader. Katzin tielanu. That guy will lift up his hands on that day, even though he's being offered the world. And it says that he will yisa b'yomahu leimor. He will swear, as we'll see. Lo eyachovesh. Beveti ein lechem, ein simla. Do not make me a katzin am. I'm a total idiot. I don't know anything. So what does that mean? Ein yisal alason shvua. V'cheinu omer lo tisat, shem Hashem lokecha. Lo eyechovesh. I never learned anything. Don't you understand? I'm an idiot. Lo eyemichovshei atzman bebeit hamidrash. I didn't put my heart into my learning. Beveti ein lechem, ein simla. I don't have anything. I don't know Mikra. I don't know Mishnah. I don't know Gemara. Go find somebody who knows something. So you see that they would not be unfaithful to reality. The guy's offering him a big salary. Become the rabbi. What do you mean? I mean, what's he supposed to say? He's going to take the job. And then if he takes the job, they're going to say, okay, give us a drasha today. He's not going to have anything to say. He's going to lose the job pretty quick. So it doesn't it make sense to just tell him the truth? You know, you got the wrong guy and find somebody else. I mean, how does this prove that these people were so honest and faithful? I mean, he had no choice in the matter. The Amar Lo Gamir. Now, if he would have said to them, yes, I do. I know it all. I take the job. Then they would say, okay, so tell us the answers. That's true. But why did the guy have to put himself down like that and say, I never learned, I don't know anything? He should have just said, yes, you're right, of course. But, you know, I forgot it by now. My mind is not the way it was. It's been through so many tzaras. You know, I'm Shivrei Kalim. Go find the younger guy. That's what he should have said. What does he have to make himself? I never learned. I never went to the Beis HaMidrash. I don't know anything. I never knew anything. What does he have to do that for? So he should have said, I used to know everything, you know. You found the right guy, but unfortunately, I'm not up to it. So my lo eyechovesh, what does it mean? Lo eyechovesh means klal. I have no connection to any of the things that you're saying to me. So in any event, we do see that there was deep honesty and faithfulness among people, even where, like, you know, it's not my fault they think I know something, you know, so I can just go along with it. No, I refuse to go along with it. So that was, even at the lowest moment of Yerushalayim, lo kasha. When we said faithfulness, we didn't mean that people lied about everything. We mean that you wouldn't dare trust anybody to do a business deal with unless you had a contract. That's what we mean. And we're talking about the Masao Matan. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you find me one guy who's honest in business, and then I'll save Yerushalayim. There's lots of honest people. Thank you very much. But the real test in terms of faithfulness is the Masao Matan. And that you couldn't find one person in the whole Yerushalayim.